A man was driving down a country road. He knocked on the door and said, "My car stalled. I spent the night." The monks graciously took him in, fed him a simple, delicious meal, and fixed his car the next morning. As he was leaving, he asked, "What was that secret ingredient in the bread?" "I'm sorry, I can't tell you. You are not a monk." The man was obsessed. He came back years later and said, "I've thought about that bread every day. I will do anything." After years of silence, fasting, and service, he was finally brought before the abbot. Now the man whispered, "Can you tell me the secret of the bread?" The abbot leaned in and said, "Of course, anyone else?" The man nodded eagerly, "I want, just tell me." The abbot said, "We bought it at the bakery down the street." In Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35, away from Jerusalem. They are heartbroken, dejected, and honestly going the wrong way. Jerusalem was where the action was, but they were retreating to Emmaus because their expectations had been shattered. They were so focused on the death of their dreams that they could not recognize the life walking right next to them. We can derive three lessons for our journey today from these scripture readings. They are, first, Jesus joins them in their grief, but he doesn't lead with a miracle. He leads with a word. He explains the scriptures until their hearts begin to burn with them. Often, God is speaking to each one of us. Conversation, a line of scripture, a quiet nudge, long before he reveals his face. The second lesson that we learn from this today reading is the power of hospitality. The turning point, "Stay with us," they say. Jesus acts as if he is further, waiting to be invited. God is a gentleman. He will not force his presence upon us. He waits for us to open the door of our house. The third lesson of today's reading is the breaking of the bread. It is in the most Catholic of moments, the taking, blessing, breaking, and giving of bread, that is the Eucharist, he recognized him in the Eucharist. The same Jesus who walked the dust road to Emmaus is the same Jesus who meets us at this altar today. We often think that if we could just see a big sign of our faith, this teaches that Christ is most often found in the rereading of our lives through the lens of faith and in the breaking of the bread. When we approach the altar to receive the sacrament, we see and receive Christ. Jesus says, "Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood shall live with me eternally." The Eucharist is true soul food, the bread of life for eternity. It feeds us and fulfills our spiritual needs. In this with Jesus, but also with our family and friends who have preceded us death. The Eucharist is not simply bread and wine for today. It is a banquet for all eternity. When you leave this Mass today, you are essentially walking your way back to a stressful job, maybe a lonely house or a difficult situation, but you are not walking back the same way you came, like the disciples you have encountered the risen Lord. So don't keep the secret Jerusalem, that is your family, your friends, your community, fully risen.